when you find a plant that you don't recognize, you flip through it, the pictures are very large and self-explanatory. So say you find a grass that you don't recognize. So you can flip through this guide and look at the grasses, and you can figure out what kind of grass it is and how long it grows for, some interesting facts about maybe what eats it, what wildlife need to survive, if it's a noxious weed, if it's native, and whether it flowers, and all sorts of interesting things about each plant.
So I walk up here and I take a look at this giant shrubby thing in front of me, and I think, I don't know what this is. I can open up the book and take a look and find out.
That's correct. The book is color-coded at the top for grass, forb, and shrubs. So obviously, we're not looking at a grass. We're not looking at a flowering forb. We're looking at a shrub. And we just basically can then kind of go through on the pictures, primarily initially. Big sagebrush is a gray-green color. And as we look at it, it also shows that the leaves have three lobes, which is a distinguishing characteristic. So between the picture, the color, and then confirming that all the leaves have that three lobes, sagebrush.
Basin big sagebrush.
Yeah, it's one of two sagebrush species that occur in the foothills. This is by far the most common.
And it's got description of the plant and some symbols that talk about the plant and some interesting facts.
What we tried to do was describe it so that you not only can look at the picture, you can read about some distinguishing characteristics. Then the interesting facts have a lot to do with, you know, anything from how did Native Americans historically use the plants to some of the things they were used for more recently, whether wildlife prefer them, and, you know, whether they're a good plant or a bad plant relative to the foothills.
And what's the good in that? What's the good in knowing if it's a good plant or a bad plant?
Well, what we've tried to do, we've got 74 different plants in this book, and about a third of them are non-native. So obviously there's more native plants than 50 plus in the foothills. We've tried to show the dominant ones. But we also want people to be aware that not all plants are good. There's plants that are not native to Idaho, not native to the foothills, and that actually can cause damage to the environment, economic harm, if they become very populated across the landscape.
And so the hope is, over time, with the pocket guide, I'll be able to figure out what's good and what's bad. And if I'm planting, say, in my own backyard, I could plant good versus bad.
Yeah, and so the ultimate objective is to get homeowners and the public to not only appreciate native plants, but to also have some of the skills and abilities to restore some of them.
So show me another plant that's in the book.
Okay. Right now, it's small. It's about a foot tall. It's got green, delta-shaped leaves. No flower yet. We're looking at an annual sunflower that hasn't bloomed yet. When it does, it's going to have big yellow petals. It's going to have a brown center. Even when it's vegetative and doesn't have a flower, you've got some descriptions that kind of describe the leaves and things to get you on the right track.
So it's right there in the book.
It's it. Annual sunflower.